I can see a rainbow, says Rowan Mantell. Even in a crisis, there are positives. Could beating coronavirus help us save the world?
Some clouds have silver linings. The coronavirus cloud has a rainbow lining. Rainbows are everywhere, signs of hope and better times, painted by children, crafted by adults, even like the one I saw across an entire window, made up of map covers arranged in coloured sequence, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. The cloud has been very dark for many. The darkness of illness, death, unemployment, poverty, and fear. Just a few months ago, life seemed all about fear of missing out. Now there is fear of what were previously literally everyday activities. There is fear of going to work for NHS staff, carers, bus drivers, and shop workers. Fear of going shopping for people with pre-existing conditions, ranging from asthma to old age. Fear of other people, so that it is now pretty much compulsory to cross the street or step out into the road for anyone coming the other way. But there are rainbows arching over these dark clouds. Stepping aside shows concern for others, leaving enough space for everyone to feel confident outside in the immune system boosting sunshine and contagion free fresh air. Peaceful, empty roads are being reclaimed by the people who live along them. As I occasionally, almost constantly, take breaks from work to gaze outside, I see families airing babies and dogs, people out cycling for exercise, essential journeys and shopping trips, joggers and wanderers, people using walking sticks and Nordic poles. Around the corner, older children are using a speed bump as a makeshift skateboard and scooter ramp. There are conversations between people on opposite sides of the street, or others standing in the road to check in with friends and neighbours in their gardens or on their doorsteps. Many of those discussions will be about the stats. We've all become experts on something once left to mathematicians and football obsessives. Now I can chat percentages and graphs with log scales almost as if I were Professor Chris Whitty himself. As we've flattened the curve of those terrible death tolls, this is our once-in-a-lifetime chance to flatten the curve of carbon emissions and climate change, because they are on course to kill millions and impoverish more. The effects of the climate crisis might seem distant right now, but how far away did Wuhan feel back in January? It turns out we can limit driving, and our neighbourhoods are safer and more pleasant. We can repurpose roads into paths and pavements, keep cars for really essential trips, and lives will be saved. If we can stop flying to try to limit the effects of one worldwide disaster, why not to stave off another worldwide disaster? We can feed our families and keep faith with the local businesses and producers which remained open to feed us. We can explore locally and fear missing out on conversations rather than continents. It could be the rainbow lining of this cumulative cloud. Perhaps we can remember the rainbows and avert another disaster. Before lockdown, I had no idea there were vast swathes of bluebells in woodland a short walk from my home. The red and orange of suburban bricks gives way to the sunshine of yellow of a hillside shining with oilseed rape. Then green trees arching over flowers dappling from blue to indigo, and finally, actual violet.